This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, July 2nd. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, varying opinions in Macomb. A group exercises its right to free speech. And a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first a look at today's news. The top Republican on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee is calling for a bipartisan approach to scaling back the U.S. military involvement in Iraq. Indiana Senator Richard Lugar said on the Senate floor last week that President Bush's war strategy would not have time to work and U.S. troops should start leaving. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation yesterday, he said the president should consult with Democrats and Republicans in Congress on a new strategy. Lugar says the focus should be forming a diplomatic forum for ongoing talks with Iraq and all its neighbors. Lugar has resisted Democratic calls for a withdrawal deadline. He says he hopes for an orderly reduction of troops, but would leave a smaller force in the country indefinitely to fortify a diplomatic situation. Since the Chicago Tribune reported in late May that federal prosecutors had subpoenaed Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich's campaign fund, the governor and his staff have refused to answer questions about it. As Amanda Vinicky reports, it has gotten to the point that it's literally laughable.
Federal subpoenas are no joke. Just look to Illinois' last governor, Republican George Ryan. His campaign funds were investigated by the feds, and eventually what they found helped to give Ryan a lengthy prison sentence. But the state's current governor, Democrat Rod Blagojevich, has steadfastly refused to respond to reports that prosecutors are probing his campaign's financial records. He routinely ignores questions about subpoenas. He was asked about it again Friday, this time face-to-face with reporters. Blagojevich tried to change the topic, but apparently even he didn't buy his answer.
What was your question, the second part of your question, Ray?
Well, what about the subpoenas?
Oh, Chris, to answer your question, a lot of new ideas. And I want to point out, the first special session, the first... Well, look, here's the good news for you. The good news for you is we'll be here 7 days a week, every single day. You can ask me that question 7 days a week, every day, until we get a budget.
Prosecutors have not publicly accused Blagojevich of any wrongdoing, and the Democrat has insisted he's cleaned up state government. However, the U.S. Attorney's Office says it is investigating endemic hiring fraud within the administration. Blagojevich's gubernatorial campaign fund was so large, it set fundraising records. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Heightened security at Chicago's two airports could remain in place through the week and may cause headaches for travelers during the busy Independence Day holiday. Wendy Abrams, a spokeswoman for the city's aviation department, says travelers should allow extra time this week. Federal officials advised the city's Department of Aviation to increase security at both O'Hare International Airport and Midway Airport until further notice after the terror attacks in the UK. The extra measures include random inspections of vehicles as well as increased canine units and uniformed and plainclothed officers inside and outside of the terminals. Thursday will likely be the busiest day this week at O'Hare, while Friday will be the busiest day at Midway. An Indianapolis hospital company is planning to charge workers extra for health insurance if they don't stop smoking or control their weight and cholesterol levels. Starting next year, Clarion Health employees will have to pay an extra $5 every 2 weeks if they smoke. And starting in 2009, employees will have $30 deducted from their biweekly paycheck if they fail to measure up in five areas, including body mass and blood pressure. Questionnaires and screenings will be used to detect health risks. Clarion is giving employees time to make changes before most of the extra charges take effect and is providing them with free smoking cessation and wellness programs. A program that coordinates research into the southern Lake Michigan ecosystem is getting a little less federal money this year. The University of Illinois-based program is part of the nationwide Sea Grant Network, and its interim director hopes the funding cut is not the start of a trend. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
Sea Grant is a network of university-based programs devoted to research and education about the nation's Great Lakes and coastal waters. The University of Illinois and Purdue University sponsor the Illinois-Indiana Sea Grant Program, which focuses on southern Lake Michigan and its shoreline. But the main sponsor is the federal government, which provides about two-thirds of the funding. Research coordinator and interim director Phil Mankins' federal funding for this year, including a $756,000 grant announced last week, is down a little from 2006.
The effect it has on us is to tighten our belts, naturally, and try to look at ways to do more with less. But it forces us to look down the road in the future and to ask, can we afford to fund as many research projects as we have in the past?
Illinois-Indiana Sea Grant's research projects this year include studies at the U of I into mercury concentrations in wetlands along the Lake Michigan shoreline and whether disinfectants used to purify Lake Michigan water for drinking leave behind dangerous byproducts. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bosser. "231 years ago this week, our nation's founding fathers spoke out, declaring their independence from England. Ever since then, speaking out has been an American tradition. In fact, it's the very first amendment in the U.S. Constitution, the right to free speech. That right is guaranteed even when there are strong differences of opinion." Rich Egger reports.
The northwest corner of Macomb's Chandler Park is where the town's two busiest roads, Routes 67 and 136, meet. It's also a place where protesters meet every Saturday morning at 11. They're veterans and students, parents and neighbors. For 1 hour, they hold up signs promoting peace and calling for an end to the war in Iraq. There are usually 30 or 40 of them, and it's not always the same people. It's not a bad showing for a town with a summertime population of around 10,000. Some of those who drive by the demonstration show their support by honking their horns, waving, or holding up their hands in a peace sign. Others extend just a middle finger as they drive by, or fire off an icy stare, or gun the motor in an apparent show of disapproval. There is no mistaking the disdain displayed at the unveiling of a veterans memorial in the neighboring town of Colchester during Memorial Day weekend.
ACLU won't like it, and assorted fruitcakes. Up in Chandler Park, the peaceniks aren't going to like it.
Dan Sigwart is a retired Marine Lieutenant Colonel.
Nor will their Al-Qaeda buddies and their Taliban friends. Nevertheless, God bless America and long live the United States. Thank you.
That's just beautiful.
This is one of those Chandler Park peaceniks, Jan Greenwood of Macomb.
My son is over there fighting the enemy. And if he thinks that I'm an Al-Qaeda friend, I don't think so. I mean, we're up here for peace. I want my son home and alive.
Greenwood begins to tear up as she talks.
We want our troops home and safe, that's all. We want our boys and men and women home where they belong with their families. That's it. You know, we never learn every war. We think this is the last one, and then we go into another one. I just don't understand it. I just don't understand it.
Another of the protesters is David Soule. He's a World War II vet who knows the savagery of war firsthand. He was part of General Patton's Third Army that tore through Germany.
I have seen war, and I think that those of us that have seen it really appreciate peace that much more.
The number of people who honk in support as they drive by encourages the demonstrators. They're also elated with the response they received while marching in Macomb's Heritage Days parade.
Yeah, they're like peaceniks. Oh, there they are, peaceniks!
After the parade, they gathered for their Saturday morning ritual. Some of them feel even more drivers than usual honked in support that morning. Something else happened that day, too. Something that did not happen during the first 3 months of weekly demonstrations. Someone walked up and challenged them.
Rand was supporting Iraq, giving him the ammunition to do everything.
Protester Martha Clem stepped up to rebut what the guy was saying.
Bomb over here.
Do you know that after 9/11, Iran contacted us and offered to help in Afghanistan and helped us with the Taliban?
They have been all over the world destroying the world, and nobody wants to stand up to them. If it wasn't for America, you wouldn't have this country now because they'd be over here taking over your territory.
The guy's first name is Jim. He would not give his last name. Jim says the street corner is not the place to decide an issue of this nature and adds Americans should stand behind their country.
I agree. I do want peace, too. But I want peace. I don't want the term duck and run.
But protester Sally Egler says it's important to call the community's attention to the heartbreak of this war. Egler helped get the weekly protest started. She's alarmed by the deaths, injuries, and destruction of the war, and of what she says is the apparent futility of the Bush administration's policy.
And we want the community to be aware that there are people who are willing to speak and stand publicly for a different approach.
Egler says a different approach is needed so that fewer Americans and Iraqis are at risk. She says until a new strategy takes effect, the demonstrators will have to rely on another of the freedoms guaranteed in America, the right of the people to peaceful assembly. Rich Egger reporting.
In the forecast for today, expect sunny skies with a high around 82 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight with a low around 52. Mostly sunny Tuesday with a high around 88. Tuesday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 68. For the holiday, partly sunny on the 4th with scattered showers and thunderstorms. The high in the upper 80s. Mostly cloudy Wednesday night and Thursday. A 30% chance of showers. The low in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy on Thursday night. The low around 65. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, July 2nd. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wiol.uiuc.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.